This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. And so to testimonials we go. In this episode, we are looking at the power of the people's words and how they can enhance your website and take it up a few more levels. When you think of testimonials, what comes to mind? Someone swearing in court to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, perhaps? Well, you'd be on the right lines. So a business testimonial is a review written by your client to say how wonderful you and your work is and how you have helped their business. I like to think of them as little gems twinkling away on your website, catching the eye of potential customers. And who doesn't like a sparkly website? In all seriousness, they really are a proven way to drive business to your company. So let's get stuck into the what, the where, and the why. So we know what a testimonial is, but how will you know if it's going to work for you? Many people enjoy writing reviews, but often need a bit of support to get started. You could give your client a template or some bullet points to consider when writing it. Ask them to keep it short, direct, and specific. It needs to be conversational too, anything too formal, and you run the risk of it not sounding as authentic. Fact of the day alert! Woo woo! Did you know that there is more than one type of testimonial? Probably did. But the one that we're most used to seeing is the quote testimonial. These are positive statements that usually include the name, company, and role of the person giving the quote. Using your customer to advocate for your brand is a lovely way of marketing your business. And as well as the quote testimonial, we have video. Now, as we're probably all very, very well aware of, video is one of the most popular ways to consume content. So, if you can get your client on video talking about you and your brand, you are onto a winner. A video testimonial is going to grab the attention of visitors to your website and keep them on there for longer. They are fantastic for creating an emotional connection with your brand and improves their overall experience with your business. I don't see this used enough, to be honest, on my clients' websites, even though they completely understand why I'm suggesting the video testimonial to them. It's tough to ask a client for a testimonial, let alone one where you are asking them to record themselves, but you should do it and go on, let me know how it went. Another type of testimonial that we don't always think of is user-generated content. We're talking third-party review sites like Yelp or Trustpilot, others are available, or posting reviews to their own social media channels and linking back to you and your service or product. You haven't had to do the work to create the testimonial, so it kind of feels like a bit of a no-brainer to leverage those kind words and make them work for you. People trust recommendations from others, even if they don't know them, in much the same way they'd ask their friends, family, or professional network for an opinion. And one more testimonial that you may or may not be aware of that I find is extremely useful for your website is the case study, the success story. This offers a much more in-depth look into why customers buy from you by focusing on a single client's journey. So they provide an overview of the client and what they were looking for and what challenges they faced in their business before coming to you. They'll then look at and discuss how your company's product or service has benefited that particular client and the positive impact it's brought them. I love using case studies on customer websites. It's really rich, persuasive content, and it's a gift for you and your business. So if you can get a customer to work with you on a case study, it will help to attract new clients and drive revenue. Cha-ching! Okay, so having any type of testimonial on your website is great, but we need to know where to put them so that they're going to offer the maximum effect. The most obvious place is, of course, your homepage. This is the page on most websites that is viewed the most. Therefore, it makes sense to place your testimonial there. And let's be clear, I'm not suggesting you overstuff the page with glowing reviews. That, my friend, is going to look ridiculous. However, the positivity placed effectively may just prompt your visitors to read a little more and dig a little deeper. You could add a section for a testimonial close to the top of the homepage, and then another further down the page to balance it out. You could even create a slider, carousel if you like, and insert it midway down the homepage with short, snappy snippets of testimonials embedded into the background image. That's your homepage. Moving on to the obvious place, the testimonial page. That's right, a whole page dedicated to singing your praises. This does divide opinion, and you do have to be clever about how you plan your layout with this one. I often find that, as usual, less is more, and breaking it down with the logos and headshots of the person giving the testimonial is the clearest way for visitors to access the page. You don't want to overload them with information, else it may be an instant bye-bye now. And I suppose the final couple of places that are a little bit more subtle, but I still think that they pack a punch in how effective they can be, is if you try and sprinkle those gems, those testimonials, throughout your website, connecting the testimonial content to your website content. So how that works, for example, is on your services page, you could have someone describing your overall services package and how brilliant it was. On one of your specific service pages, you could use a testimonial that relates to that specific service. Another way I'd like to suggest, if I may, is to add in your testimonial close to your call to action on each page. This is the answer to why they should do what the call to action button is asking, i.e. that previous customer had a great experience, so you could too if you hit the button. I think you get my drift. Overall, what I want to say is that testimonials are powerful pieces of content that truly add impact and value, and they should be included when building your business website. The types of testimonials you decide to use and where you place them on your website is entirely up to you. But bear in mind, less is always more. So take your time with the planning and you will surely reap the rewards. Do let me know though, I'd love to hear. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.